Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Part of the JC Hawks Sports Network. Tune in tonight to hear news about the Tennessee Thunder and the USWFL. Listen live every week on Blog Talk Radio or catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many others. Just type in JC Hawks Radio in the search box.
All right, welcome back to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Man, Coach Mike Ross sitting on the hill here, been in a long lightning delay with 10 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second quarter. The Proud held the RBA Tomahawks from scoring from the 3-yard line and turned it over, and then RBA turned it back over. Then the Proud turned it over again.
Tomahawk looking to pass.
And right now they have the ball. Tomahawks have the ball first and a third and about what? Third goal from the 8. So still 7-0. Just like I said, it's a barn burner. It's definitely going to be a four-quarter game, Mike. What do you say?
I believe it. Well, I mean, the long delay doesn't help both teams to get rested, but probably get the nerves out a little bit. But so far, it seems as if the Tomahawks, they've had more possessions. They're starting to find a groove. They had that huge turnover. They can put the ball in here. I think we'll have, you know, it's just going to be more exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, in my opinion, a four-quarter game. The Prowl has sort of gotten life on defense after the first lightning delay, and the Tomahawks just take a long sack for about 10 yards with fourth and goal from about the 20. Don't know if they got a kicker or not, Coach, but they're going the wrong way now.
I haven't seen a kicker out there. But I'll tell you, a lost heart in a quarterback at the women's level is just getting rid of the football, saving yourself to not take such a huge loss. You should have thrown the ball away, but you live and learn. So we got four first and goal, like you said, at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, man, you're so right about this women's football. They just don't realize you just throw it away, save yourself 10 yards. You make the fourth and goal much more manageable. You're exactly right. Dead, I mean, how many plays you got in your playbook for fourth and 15 or 20 instead of, fourth and 7 or something. So, who knows? I mean, yeah, now we got an interception. You going to take it? Oh, yeah. Touchdown, Proud. Worst thing possible could happen, Coach. Pick six in the end zone all the way. Penalty flag, hold on.
That's
going
to be after the fact. I think it's going to be a sideline.
Sideline warning, no touchdown. They'll wave the touchdown off, Coach. I guarantee it. Sideline warning. Wow. Unbelievable, man. That's going to be huge. You know what I mean? You're taking, in a game of this magnitude, you're taking 6 or 7 points off the board. That is a huge penalty.
Well, that's the inexperience, but I don't know what the actual call is because they haven't even had a meeting yet. So we really don't know what the call is.
Well, they're moving down to the end zone. Maybe it's not a sideline one. Maybe they're going to call it. They're moving back to the
sideline interference on the drive.
That's going to be on the kickoff. It's going to be on the kickoff.
Wow. Never knew that to be. Oh, well, I stand corrected. It is a sideline warning, but the touchdown stands. So right now, 13-0. They're getting ready to line up to kick the extra point. What a huge, huge mistake for the quarterback of RVA Tomahawk.
Well, she dropped back, and I didn't think she had anybody open, but the ball just kind of floated on her. it looked like it was trying to be more toward the pylon, and the pass kind of went inside, and it was a pickoff. And as soon as that defender picked it off, there was nothing but green grass in front of her.
Well, you called it when she put it in there. You said intercepted. I mean, you got one player around three defenders, you know. And again, it goes back to what you said before. Just throw it away. You know what I mean? You live to play. You go play defense. Instead, you're going to play offense, and now you're going to find yourself at least down 13. Now 14. That kick's good. No, they said no good. Okay, so it's 13 enough. So now you find yourself in a hole 13 to nothing on two crucial mistakes. In a game of this magnitude, I think that's going to be huge because all of a sudden RVA can't move the ball, you know, so – Huge play.
When we came back from the lightning delay, it was third and goal. RVA had it. The Prowl stopped them. The confidence right now that the Prowl has is, you can just see it, their confidence. And if you look on the other side of the field, you got a lot of concern looking. Now, we have a lot of football left, but there's definitely a feel of we cannot afford not to get a score on this next drive with RVA.
Yeah, I think it's huge. They have to take this ball and drive it to the end zone. No ifs, ands, or buts. But there is a lot of football to play. I mean, they do have some breakaway players over here on the Tomahawk. They have a lot of speed, though. And they're going to get the ball. They're going to get the ball real good field position.
Yeah, they're going to assess that 15-yard penalty. The ball is going to be kicked off at like the 35-yard line. So 25-yard line. Sorry, the 25-yard line. So you're going to have excellent field position. It's just a matter of making, you know, just staying mentally in the game. Like I said, a lot of ball left, but you got to fight through it. You have to fight through it.
Looks like they're lining up for an onside, bud. Look, Annie got a tee out there. She got the ball laying right on the ground. Oh, look there, what a kick, Coach. Hard to handle. Look, done fumbled it twice, picked it up. Wow. What would have been probably field position at the 45 or the 50 at the Prowl becomes 40 at the wrong 40. Wow.
There is a different mojo right now about the Prowl. They're flying around. They're energetic. And it's so huge. It's a huge difference in the way that they're walking around over on the RPA side.
Yes, I agree. You look right there. They was down there and covered that kick. I mean, I think RVA has the speed. We talked about that. But they're corralling them. They're not giving them an opportunity to get loose. I'll tell you this. So far, this lightning delay has favored the Prowl heavily.
Well, I think that kickoff that we just saw, the ball was looking like a squib kick. And that probably benefited. I mean, you have to worry about your foot coming off the wrong tee. You kick it off the ground. She got a decent kick. Now the ball's
hard.
The ball's at the 45-yard line now of RVA. So, I mean, it turned out that whole scenario just turned out for the worst for RVA.
The Tomahawks. Yeah.
And now are the Tomahawks going to come out of their game plan? That's the thing. Are they thinking they're down by 13 going to come out of this game plan?
Quick screen to number 11.
Quick screen to number 11, Jenna Gray. She's going to be tackled. She fumbles the ball. Wow. Dancing around, Coach, instead of getting upfield, fumbled the ball forward 10 yards to the Prowl. They're taking over on offense. Just, oh, my gosh, just exactly what couldn't. They couldn't afford that.
Absolutely. One of the common mistakes that you're going to find, and even in pro football, is they're dancing around trying to get the yards and just not taking down and taking the yards that are giving them and live another play. So I don't have an issue with their effort, but at some point you got to realize I got to go down so I can have another play here.
Well, you know what, girls and guys, we see it all the time with that kind of speed and with that kind of playmakers. Instead of just taking what they can get upfield, they, you know, try to dance around for more, and it's really, really cost them right there, no doubt about it. I mean, they're in a bad situation right here. Detroit's getting ready to play some power football. They call timeout. Sam, 7 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the second quarter. They take their second timeout. There's no doubt in my mind. They're getting ready just to run some power football the rest of this game until RVA can score, put some points on the board, show them they can do something. They're just going to run power football.
Well, and I would say that's the right call. I mean, there's no need to, you know, take your time, run the ball. The clock's in your favor. The score's in your favor. The one thing you have to do is keep in mind is cover that ball up, because RVA has nothing to lose going for that ball. So, you know, if that power football is what they want to run, and it certainly can't be in their favor, you just have to control the clock and run the ball and hold on to the ball.
Yeah, and it's damp. It's been raining the whole time. We've been been raining the whole time, and the ball's slick, evidently. I mean, we've seen four fumbles since we come back from lightning delay, two for each team. So, evidently, the ball is really, really slick. So it's a bad situation.
Quarterback center exchange, Brown has fumbled twice on consecutive possessions, two times in a row on one possession. Yeah, off there. Positive yards there.
Yeah.
He gets tackled by number 19. Four.
Yeah.
4 yards.
Yeah.
Right now, though, you can see. The ladies up front for the Proud, they are. Now there's no huddle, but they seem like they're motivated more at this time.
They have for sure taken over this game. No doubt about it. They understand her. They're going back to one of our old tricks, just under center. Look here. Bootleg to the left, coach. Picked up 20 yards. Bootleg to the left. What a call. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's huge. Naked bootleg to the left. Fake to the right. Roll the left. Picked up 15 or 20 yards. I mean, the Tomahawks are reeling right now. They are missing some players. I understand some linemen up front, but you know what? The rest of these girls gonna have to ball out. They're gonna have to figure out something. You know what I mean? Oh, and a big run up the middle. You know, so it's definitely turned into what I didn't figure would turn into.
Player down for the Tomahawks. Not sure the number, but it looked like a pretty hard collision. It just right now, it just really looks like that the Plow front is just taking over this game. I mean, it was at least 10 yards before the Plow was even touched on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, what's amazing is just right before right before the lightning delay, we talked about it, felt like a halftime. Right before the lightning delay, it looked like, I mean, the RVA Tomahawks took the ball from 35, marched it all the way down to the 5 or 6 yard line, and they probably haven't had one positive play since then.
If when you have a lightning delay, I mean, we've all been there. We've all had that. It really can mess up with your psyche. And it's just like you getting ready for the game. They could have probably scored out. Go back to that possession right before the lightning delay. How big was it for them not to have scored? Had they scored, we're probably looking.
Yeah, we talked about right. that. I would have been trying, feeding it up, doing everything I could to score, because, listen, we've been on both sides of those lightning delays, and I'll tell you, it just seems like one team really benefits, another team don't. So, and that certainly seems to be the case here. It's first down and 10 at the 20-yard line of the RBA Tomahawks. Now, Coach, you tell me something. Why do we have a safety 10 yards or 15 yards off the ball when they have not threatened to do anything? But and she makes the play, but why are we 10, 15 yards deep when they ain't threatened to throw you the ball yet?
They've thrown the ball, they've thrown it once for 2 yards.
Yes.
No reason for a safety to be 10 yards off the ball. I don't know. She was playing center field. She made the tackle. But if she was closer, she could have made the tackle a lot sooner.
Yes, you're exactly right. Well, all I'm saying is we feel like that they're going to get a dose of a run-heavy crowd team here, and I would be loading the box, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
And I mean, I haven't seen them have a threat to throw the ball yet, me. I'm certainly not going to have a safety setting 15 yards deep.
This morning we talked, or this afternoon we talked with one of the coaches from the crowd. He made a comment that about the rain, you know, he really felt that he was confident that if it did rain, that it was going to be 100% beneficial to the crowd. And so far, he's been pretty accurate.
That's a false start that he called right there. That's a good tackle right there. Tackle for no gain. Number 10 and number 4.
What's the important thing right now for this Tomahawk team? I know it's 13-0, and I know we have a lot of games left, but they have to play each possession. Because a turnover or two, and you're right back in this game. It's only 13.
Yes, they got to get a stop here. They have to get a stop here. Now, don't forget that if they get the fourth down and it's long, the Detroit's probably going to try a field goal. They got a good kicker. It's got a good leg. So I wouldn't doubt that if they can hold them till they get the fourth down here, that a good opportunity. Good opportunity.
Well,
I guess that pop that what we're looking right here right now, that goal line certainly is not near the marker is not near the goal line because we thought she was way off, and according to them, they're at the 1 yard line. So they're getting ready to go down, Coach, 19 or 20 to nothing right here. Quarterback sneak. Fumble. She was on the ground.
That's why you play each possession. Good tackle.
Yeah. Fourth down. Yeah.
Well, you know, she missed her.
I thought she was on the ground. I thought the quarterback's knee was on the ground.
She missed her extra point this last, which is why it's 13-0.
Yeah.
They may go for it, folks.
Yeah, it seems like they are. I don't know where they're at. They're not, it's hard to tell.
I got to tell you, I really think here you go, you take the points. You at least tend to feel better. I say that because RVA is an athlete away or on the board.
Yeah.
Take the points.
Well, she did fumble the snap. Don't disregard that. She fumbled that snap trying to get it. She's in. Touchdown Prowl. It's 19-0, folks. They're getting ready to kick extra points. So, turnovers have killed RVA. Nothing but turnovers right here. Nothing else. They were in this game. Turnovers have killed them. You know what I mean?
Well, turnovers are a part of the game. Listen, at this point, if they're getting ready to go down 20-0, at this point, I don't necessarily think you ball it. You get rid of your game plan. I think if you have one,
no
extra point,
no good.
No good. So it's still 19-0. So it ended up being a good call to go for it as opposed to a field goal.
Yeah.
She was probably in field goal range at that extra point. So.
Yeah.
Listen, RVA, you can tell right now, you're looking at RVA, looking at their
sound.
They're walking off with their heads down.
Yeah.
There's certainly a different atmosphere, at least on this sideline, for the crowd.
Yeah, I think it's certainly going to have to – with 2 minutes and 47 seconds left in the second quarter. By the way, we will take about a five-minute break at halftime to present the Tennessee Thunder, their Iron Woman Championship trophy. And it'll take us about 5 minutes or so, and then we're going to be right back at it. But they got time to score right here. If they can get a score right here, and then they get the ball first in the second half, this is a huge possession right here. I'll just tell you.
Well, it's huge both ways. Because this could be the way she's kicking the ball could
she's
be a
kicking
turnover.
It again. And she's got a big leg. She's a boot. You know what I'm saying? So, They might trying on side, Coach. Look up there. They got a hole. Look what a hole right up there. Huh?
They put a hole up there on the front line.
He's coming out. They only had 10 players. He's the 11th.
Look here. It is an onside right there. So they recovered. It's their own 48. They're on 48, Coach. So 52 yards to go for strike goal.
Well, certainly the game plan is to not kick it deep because they understand the athletes and the speed that they got. So that's probably a common, you know, anybody that's got speed, you want them to take the ball out of their hands. So, you know, kudos to the Prowl. But their defense is doing the job.
Yes. Well, like I said, 2 minutes and 40 seconds left to score right here. I mean, you're only 52 yards away. You certainly got the athletes. I don't think you abandoned your game plan at all. Still got plenty of time. I mean, you're three possessions. I mean, like I said, you score here, you get the ball first. You got an opportunity, no doubt about it. So let's see what happens. Let's see if they can get their composure back. See if they're still rattled or not. Fumble. Wow. Well, I don't know what. Or fumble back to the 40-yard line.
Right now, they are so deep in the quicksand, they can't get out of it. And everything that they're trying to do, they're just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper.
Well, you look, they're walking around hands on the hips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hands on the hips. So that tells you a lot. You know what I mean? Tells you a whole lot. So walking around with the hands on the hip, bad time. You know what? They just need one positive play, get back in this thing. I mean, second and 20, let's see what they got. Look like they're just going to hand it off right there. I just wonder what bad snap. Ball on the ground. Cheney trying to get it. Oh, my gosh. I was just going to say, at what point do you go under center, Coach? I mean, you can't get the ball back there.
Tomahawks right now cannot run the ball. They can't snap the ball. Right now, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Now they're potentially going to be down almost 30 points before the half.
Absolutely.
If the Browns were in here.
Absolutely. Coach, I'll tell you what, we got a minute 40 after they run this play here. You go get the trophy ready, and we'll get the thunder on the field. We'll stay here until this second quarter's over, and we're going to take about 5 minutes to give this Thunder trophy, give the trophy to the Thunder, and then we'll be back. But it's first and 10. Detroit Prowl has the ball at the RBA 30, and they're looking for a throat punch right here. No doubt about it. They score right here. I'm talking about it's a bad situation for them. For the
Detroit looking to pass.
She throws the ball. Out of bounds. Good decision. Good decision. She threw it in the fleet, but it's at least out of bounds. Lived to play another down. You know what I mean? It wasn't a bad thing. I'll just tell you. She threw the ball away. If the Tomahawks player, quarterback, would have did that earlier, it could have saved them a touchdown. She was just threw the ball. It's certainly not over. They got athletes, but I'm gonna tell you they got to get a stop right here. They have to hold them out of the end zone right here. It's second down and 10, and Detroit has the ball. Ball snap, running it
inside here.
Heavy run, touchdown. Missed tackles, two missed tackles, touchdown. Touchdown, Detroit Prowl. Just as we speak, too much. Missed tackles right here, it's killing them. Yeah, two missed tackles on the play. So, tell the game right now. I'll tell you, mistakes have killed the RBA Tomahawks. So
Yes, I will, BJ. So we're just going to take a...
Detroit will attempt the extra point.
Take a break when we go to halftime here to present this trophy. But
inside
hand I won't turn it off. I'll just mute it, keep it in there.
And the extra point is no good.
Missed extra point again.
With that score,
25.
The Detroit Proud, 25
to nothing.
The RVA Tomahawks.
So it's... you can definitely see the Detroit team. They're running around everywhere on the field, and the RBA team's walking. So it definitely is not good. Nothing like they could have ever imagined, I bet, at this point in time. The turnovers have just killed them. I think they've got four turnovers in this game. So you can't, I don't care who you play, you can't turn the ball over this much and win any football game. Besides when you're playing a good team and turn it over that much. So it definitely has hurt them bad. I'm going to tell you something. This
number three,
this solid kickoff,
LaKara Nicholson,
is giving RVA trouble as well. She's laying it flat on the
feet for the tomahawk.
She's laying the ball flat on the ground, but without a tee, kicking the meat of the ball, and she just kicking it hard, and it's just going everywhere. She missed it again. It goes behind her. I mean, she picks the ball up. She falls on it. I mean, way, way deep. It's a long way down there. She missed it. Didn't get it cut off. There you go. Announcer says it goes down to the 10-yard line. Wow. All she had to do was get in front of the ball to cut it off. They're just reeling right now. I don't know. I mean, it's not a good situation. They haven't played in forever. Team forced it on them at the end of the season, and they haven't played in forever. And they're sort of rusty, and it showed. They can't even get the snap back there. At some point, I'm wondering if they wouldn't go under center and get out of shotgun, but I'm not sure. Sure, at this point, I don't. Certainly no, I don't know anything about the team. But, yes, they are under center as we speak. They took the ball, took a handoff, and she gains probably 7 or 8 yards. Let's see what the rest is.
Inside handoff gets about 3 yards.
No, it's more than 3 yards. It's about 5 or 6 yards. I'm looking right at it. So it was a positive game. The problem is that we waited a little bit too deep in the game here to start. They might be content with letting this clock run. I'm not sure. We're down to 20-some seconds, so we'll see if they even run a play. We're down to 22 seconds in the half. And like I said, we're going to take this to short break, iron on the trophy, and then we will be right back with the third quarter. Got a false start on RBA with 3 seconds to go in the quarter.
False start.
If the game
back them up 5 yards.
If the game goes
down,
they continue running the clock, it'll most certainly run out before the next play. Yeah, it's going to run out. So we'll be back in about 5 minutes or so, and we'll get the rest of this game.
That will be the final play of the.
All right, we are back on the fifth quarter. This is Coach Mike Wallace. Coach Dave is down doing some ceremonial things with the team, taking pictures and so forth. The Thunder were awarded their fourth national championship trophy, and so he's down there and partaking in the activities. We got about a minute and 35 left before halftime is over. The score is 25-0, the Detroit Prowl over the RVA Tomahawks. And so far what we've seen really is just domination on both sides of the football by the Prowl. They have every touchdown they have had has been a rush. Their defense has done a tremendous job gang tackling. They've corralled up RVA's quarterback, so they've done a decent job. So what you have on the Prowl side is you have confidence. We're not even 25 yards from their sideline. You have total confidence. So the mood over on RVA or on the Detroit side is very, very, very confident. Now, on the other side of the coin, you're looking at RVA. They are very concerned. They are down 25-0 in the national championship game, and they only have 24 minutes to make up that point differential. And what they haven't been able to do is move the ball constantly. Now, they've had some plays, some broken plays that have made some really good yards, mostly quarterback. They've had some receivers catch the ball and make some plays. But right now, they look like a spirited, broken team as they were walking off there for halftime. And so RVA will get the ball to start the second half. And it's crucial. You can't really put into words how important it is for this team to put together a drive and get some points. And I think even a field goal at this point would kind of give them a little bit of a motivation to say we can put some points up. Defensively, RVA hasn't been able to slow down Detroit, but Detroit, again, on both sides of the football, to this point, have been dominant. Now, a lot of these points, the score is like it is right now primarily because they're self-induced injuries, or not injuries, self-induced mistakes by RVA. They fumbled the ball. They've had some questionable calls there on third or fourth down. And right before half, they really abandoned it. It looked like they abandoned any hope of a run game. And they were in the shotgun. They were trying to throw the ball, which I guess could be uncharacteristic of them, if you were to say that. They're very athletic. But to do both, to run the football and pass the ball, is primarily what they do. So they looked like they were just mentally checked out, and they were just, it looked like they abandoned all game plan, all hope of their game plan, Coach, and they really.
Did you see the difference in the halftime?
I did. I told them at half. What you saw at half was Detroit just walking off the field like they own this stadium. RVA walking off the field wondering what in the world just happened. And so it's very important, Coach, that they come back and they score some points.
Four possessions, we say, like, oh, just four possessions. They have the skilled players, Coach. I'm telling you, they have the skilled players. Now they're just in a hole. Those players have to pick it up. They get the ball right here to start the half. I mean, you just think, you just give, Detroit, 18 points off turnovers. Huh? You didn't score when you had the ball second and five or six. You didn't score, and you turned the ball over four times, and they connected on 18, or five times. That's on interception. So five times in that second quarter, they turned the ball over. Turned into 18 points. I mean, are they? They're really fortunate to be down only, honestly, 25. To be honest with you.
Well, what do you tell if you're RVA? Well, let's start with the Detroit Prowl. If you're Detroit Prowl's coach, what are you telling Detroit?
If I'm Detroit, what I'm telling them is contain. If I'm the Detroit coach, I'm saying, hey, nothing behind you. Make her prove she can throw it, contain on the edges. We'll play good defense, run the ball, run this clock out. We'll leave our first championship.
What is RVA saying on the other side?
Pick up first downs. That's what my immediate thing is. I want to pick up first downs. At this point, I do not want to give them the ball back. I want to show confidence that my team can pick up first down and then maybe start striking it big. You know what I'm saying? That's what they have to, in my opinion. They still got this squib kick type going on. Look there, she puts it in the air. The girl finally gets it. You know, they returned it to the 40, 43-yard line.
So RVA is going to take over. They have the ball. They're at the 43-yard line. So it's 45-yard line, correction. So it is going to be first and 10. And so the Prowl are on defense, and we're looking at anything that they can do, Coach, to put some points on the board. And I'm not sure at this point. I mean, unless
a penalty right here, all of a sudden too. Look, they're moving the ball back 5 yards. For some reason.
So the ball now is on the
44.
The 44-yard line.
That's the RVA Tomahawks. Like I said, this looks like the tail of two teams. Well, we got a young lady just walked up here from Tennessee Thunder, one of our young girls I talk about every week. Faith Grace Daring, as I call her. Faith, you're 15 years old. You're getting ready to be a sophomore in high school. Tell us what it means to be playing women's football and to be on a championship team.
It feels like, honestly, amazing. I've not really been a person that would honestly think I would play football, but as soon as I hit my first tackle, at practice, actually, I said, this is what I want.
Well, listen, and we've had multiple conversations, me and you, and me and Coach about you, and then, you know, him. And there was early in the year, I said, hey, tell me what you're getting out of the Darings, and he said nothing. And, you know, at that point, I told your mom, hey, she's either got to pick it up or she's got to go on. And, you know, it's a good thing you turned the corner. Like I said, you've learned a lot. You got a lot to learn. But nevertheless, you're 15 years old, and you can say you're a champ. So just tell everybody what that means.
It feels amazing to be a champion. I cannot explain the feeling I felt when I walked on that field and I saw that trophy. Smiled to the best joy in my life, and it was just amazing.
Well, listen, you know what? Hopefully you got lots of years left in. You're 15 years old. You're still learning the game, and you got tons of learning to do. But, again, there was three of you, and two of you are here. One of them couldn't, three young girls. So, just to be honest, it's amazing that you girls made it all year. I mean, we weren't the easiest on you, but, hey, that's what it takes if you're going to be good. And just keep working on it.
Yeah, I feel like to be a good player, you have to have the toughness. You have to be tough when you're playing.
You most certainly do that. Well, we appreciate you coming up here and talking to us.
Thank you.
You have a good one, okay? Yeah, so that's one of the young girls, you know, it's unbelievable that, like I said, they hung in there long enough to make it this year. So this game is getting a little bit testy, Coach. You know what I mean? I guess that, you know, like you said, it's going to be, I mean, it's the tale of two halves, two teams. I mean, it looks like one team had a short drive and scored, another team took it and drove down. And now, you know, these players are feeling it. You know what I mean? It's like they get that taste of blood, and they're ready to go, you know?
Yeah, you know, I will go back to that pick six. That was a drive where RVA had everything in front of them. They looked like they were going. Your quarterback drops back. She throws a pass, pick six. I think at that point, that just kind of deflated that balloon, and I think everything just unraveled from there. Right now what we got is a down, an injured player for RVA. But during that interview, Coach, you had RVA and you had the Prowl.
They were mixing it up a little bit there on the field, and they had to come out there, and coaches and owners had to go out there and clear the field.
Yeah, I listen, when you were walking down to present the trophy, a big play was the Detroit quarterback steps up in the pocket, scrambles a little bit, throws the ball away. Had she take the sack right there, they probably don't score. So you look down here on this other end, we just said it the time before. You said not near enough in women's football do they throw the ball away. Then she puts it in harm's way, and the next thing you know, pick six. It was 7-0 at that point, 25-0 now, 11 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in this third quarter. RVA has the ball, 3rd and 5. I'm telling you, they have not showed us that they can move this ball. Is the injured player down a tomahawk? I can't tell.
Tomahawk, but I don't know the extent of her injuries.
Well, look who we got walking up here, Coach, holding the trophy.
What's up?
Here we go. Tell us all about it.
One noise. The sound of your lips kissing a trophy never gets old.
We had Wiz Grace by Faith Grace presence up here.
She told me.
She's so excited. She's still looking up here right now. She didn't know what to say. But, hey, you know what? Like I said, she was part of this team and held the butt chewing she took from me and you and what they went through every Wednesday to just make it through the season was amazing, to be honest, and actually get on the field and do some playing. But better yet, just think of this. You didn't even start playing until you were 33. She's won a championship at 15.
That's mind-boggling.
It
really is. I mean, she's so young, her whole future ahead of her. And, you know, her first year playing and you accomplish this. A lot of players play their whole entire career.
Absolutely.
And you never even get to the game, you know, much less win one. So
absolutely.
For it to be your first year, man, that's
– absolutely. What about this game has just come unraveled?
Well, you know, RVA has kind of just shot herself in the foot.
Oh, they turned it
over
five times, yes. Down here, it was 7-0, and you get the ball, you're driving. Mike was just talking, throw the ball away the very next play, she throws interception.
Yep.
They turned the ball over five times, if I'm not mistaken.
And had then the opportunity to turn it over a lot more.
Yes.
I mean, it's been pretty sloppy. I thought it'd be a much more competitive game than what it was. But
to be only down by 25 is really –
they're really
me,
fortunate,
yes,
I think. I mean,
really
because they've really – they could be in a lot bigger hole, I guess I'd say.
Yes.
They fumbled it a lot more and recovered it. So
right.
I'm really a little disappointed that this game has not been more competitive. But they're coming out throwing.
That's a completion.
Yeah. There is a lot of time left. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
they got a
anything
chance.
Can happen.
Yeah, they have a chance. I mean, they have to put it in the end zone right here and then play some defense. But on the last drive, two or three missed tackles. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want to turn the game around. You can say what you want. I mean, before this game's over or when this game's over, we're going to hear different scenarios, but when you turn the ball over and you miss tackles, this is what you're going to see.
Yeah, I mean, we've watched the game as, you know, kind of a non-biased fan, you know, just enjoying a good game of football, you know, so people can see it from one side or they can see it from a non-biased side. So they really have killed themselves, but I mean, you know, their quarterback has got an arm, so anything can happen. They're just down 4 score. Got a lot of football left.
Yeah, it's 2nd and 10. Dropped the pass right, hit her right in the hands. Good pass. What do you think, Michael?
I'm sweating. I know that.
I got a question for you, Jennifer. You're a Hall of Famer. You have won 4 national championships. You've represented the country in women's football overseas, won championships. What's next for Jennifer Johnson?
Another one.
Another
Another what?
another ring championship. I plan to go to Mexico in November, again, to compete in a five-game series, and I'm really looking forward to that now. Well, we got the All-Star game tomorrow, so we're not going to overlook that. I'm super excited to get to play with, you know,
uh-oh.
I have trouble here at quarterback Justin Wills. Containment. But I'm really excited to look forward to tomorrow just to get to play with all the ladies from other teams. And you know, All-Star games are always fun because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what you're going to get. And I'm just looking forward to going out and playing some football. We've been off for a little bit, and it's time. So I'm ready.
Who else have you let hold this trophy tonight? I mean, is there a lot of traffic going, or are you just...
Well, I mean, I passed it around so everybody could get a picture, you know. No, they told me to bring it up here and let y'all have a little time with it. But, man, those things are so hard to win. They're so special. It never gets old. I was just talking to Ashley. She's 15 years old, sitting in the lobby this morning. I said the feelings and the emotions to go out and know you're playing for a championship game is just, you can't explain it.
Number eight. Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, I was just, while we was down there taking that picture a minute ago, I was standing back there with Ashley and Melody. And Melody was saying this is her first, and everybody else's, well, not everybody's fourth, just your fourth on this team, but and me and Coach Wallace here. But their whole, you know, she said, this is my first. I said, but here's the thing, you win one, you want two, you want two,
that's
you want
it.
Three.
It never gets old.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and, when you set out playing, it's always the goal to win one. But once you've won one, you're like, I got to have another. I got to have another one. Like, that desire, you know, it never goes away. Or, I mean, if it has, it hasn't for me. You know, I thought this might be it, but then you win it, then you're like, God, you know, that feeling. You know, football's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows a lot of times for me because it's so emotional. I take it so personal. You know, but we invest so much time, so much effort, so much of our life into it. Got a big pass here, intercepted. Detroit, we're going to have a pick.
I don't know, but I can tell you this: the quarterback and number six did not move out of their tracks to even go try to tackle them.
I don't know if that quarterback got hurt on that play on the other sideline. She got tackled over there at the out-of-bounds line early. She just hasn't really seen the ride ever since. We've seen some balls loose on the ground, and she, I mean, I don't know what's going on with her, but she ain't went for them or nothing. So
they're going to call that one back. They're going to give them the pick, but they're going to call it back.
What I don't understand right now from RDA is there is a sense of urgency, but they're huddling just to pass the ball. It's like, well, you know, you're going to do that. I mean, you don't have all the time in the world, but you have quite a bit. There's 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, you know what? They ain't stopped them yet.
They haven't stopped
them. There's not been a punt in this game.
Well,
you know.
Well, listen, it was fourth and four. I mean, why are we not just trying to pick up a first down? You know what I mean? Nevertheless.
Sometimes it's better to take what you're given if you can get that first down.
Yeah.
If you throw the ball twice like that, blindly in the air, it was way off.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're sitting up here.
It's easy to sit up here and
talk about. Well, we don't have no idea about the team, about the players, the personnel. You know what I'm saying? So
I did know they got somebody hurt early. I don't know who that player was, but she was a key piece. But we did see her go.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's
definitely getting. I mean, they have to get a turnover right here or something. And the Prowl. Hey, the Prowls put it on the ground themselves two or three times. So. Nothing is set in stone. But you look right here. You know, that's a missed tackle.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go again.
We got a little scramble going on. That was number six came in from the back.
Yeah, here we go.
For RBA.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's just Detroit came out and was physical right off the bat.
They were.
They set the tone with a good kickoff return and just ran all over and ran it in. So
they were.
I thought, you know, well – let's see how RV responds. And they drove it all the way down the field and turned it over.
On the tomahawk.
Yep, unsportsmanlike on the tomahawk.
Yeah.
You can't let it come unraveled at this point. You gotta get it rained back
well,
in.
Well, you know, you said it earlier. Football is the highs and the lows of lows.
And right now, you're letting the lows really, really dictate the type of person, the type of team you want to be.
Right.
Well, listen, we know all too well. We've been on both sides of winning and losing championships. We lost one that we should have won. We got beat in one that we should have won. And, we got hosed in one, I should say. But listen, when you've been good all year, you know what I mean? And then it is frustrating, you know. It is. You can't get this going. But, I mean, I know this is as a – and I understand. Listen, me and Mike have talked the whole game about what kind of athletes and weapons they got. But here's the thing. Mike just asked me, what are you doing if you're the Prowl coach before third quarter started? What are you doing? I said, I'm telling the girls, don't let anybody behind you. Let's contain the edge. Make them prove they can complete the ball in front of them. Make the tackle, we'll go on. If you're RVA, what are you doing? I said, pick up first down. Run the ball. Pick up first down. Little dinks and dunks. They haven't got the ball in Jenna Gray's hands. She fumbled it after gaining 10 yards a little bit ago. They're trying to get it in their hand, but they're trying to throw it downfield. Get her back involved somehow, some way. Pick up positive yards. You're not going to win this game on one possession.
Well, and I was about to tell you, it seems like that's what's going on, is they're panicking over there. Listen, if you get a drive, a two-minute drive down there, and you score 7 points, that means a lot more for your psyche and for the rest of the team as opposed to third and three or fourth and three, and you want to throw a thing on a 60-yard pass for a touchdown when all you need is 3 yards. So, you know, this is, like I said, I haven't watched RVA a lot this year, but this seems like this is very uncharacteristic of.
Oh,
that's
it. Good tackle. Good tackle.
Oh.
But you know what? You got to tackle him at the leg. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number nine come up and tackle.
That's Tyler
Lawrence. Yeah. She gained 8 yards first before that,
though.
You know what I mean?
She's
playing DN right here.
It doesn't look like Detroit's satisfied with 25 points. I'll tell you that.
No. I can't imagine the yard.
Laying on the ball.
Hell, we want to score on every possession, don't we? I imagine they're the same way.
They're playing to win, not playing to lose.
But look, watch who's coming off the ball first, Ray. Look. Look at the line. Look at the line.
Oh,
look.
Bootleg.
Look. He's
down.
Look.
He's down.
Look at what the offensive line did firing off the ball. Huh? If they put another one in, it's over. I mean, you can't never say it's over, but that's
well, if you're looking at body language and you're looking at attitude right now, I'd say any fan would say this game is over.
Yeah.
But as coaches, we understand you're a turnover away.
I got a question for you guys. We're going to be giving away a defensive MVP and an offensive MVP. Who are you guys looking at right now for that? I know I've got my eye on two. We'll see if we can see if we're on the same page.
Well, here's the thing. Let's get right here.
I mean,
that's Bugs Patman right there.
My choice right now is number three for the Prowl for offensive MVP.
But that wasn't her right there. That's possible. Yeah. I've got the Nichols girl on the defense.
Absolutely.
Right,
she's got
now.
Two pick sixes.
I've got her on the defense. So.
Right down here, we got two girls that just fell over each other.
Where at?
Right down here.
We got one at the 30-yard line, and then one.
We got two.
Yes, we sure do.
Yeah.
As of right now, I've got the Nichols girl with IMT pick six. She had two pick six, one called back for a holding penalty. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I understand the number three is running the ball, but let me tell you something. What about these timely bootlegs, man?
Yeah.
I mean, that is huge. She's picked up huge, huge yards. And then this Pacman girl, Bugs Pacman, she just carried that ball for 10, 15 yards after
carrying people with her.
Yes, after contact. I don't know. It'll be there's still a quarter left, quarter and 3 minutes and 17 seconds left. So
I know one thing. There's going to be some sore bodies tomorrow. That's going to be great.
Well, I can tell you this. If the score stays the same or if Detroit puts some more points on the board and it stays whatever to zero, Detroit won this game during the week of preparation. They were prepared and they were hungry.
Well, I mean, the first – I'll be honest. I felt like if it was a close game, Detroit was going to win it. I felt like if it was a lopsided game, RVA was going to win it. So, obviously, I was wrong. Didn't know what I was talking about. But I also know that Detroit takes a kickoff, returns it down to the 18. 3 runs later, they score. RVA takes the ball from their own 35, drives it all the way down to the 5 or 6. It's third down. We get this lightning delay. We never get the ball in. They've been inside the red zone 3 or 4 times and have turned it over. You can say that's the Packers girl up there. You can say what you will about the game, of how chippy it got, just different things. But the tail of this game is the turnovers.
Absolutely.
Oh, without a doubt.
Turnovers and missed tackles have killed RBA.
I'm going to skedaddle back down here.
Send us somebody who's not been down there. That's not up down there. Send Becky up here. Melody, if she wants. Or Ashley.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for joining us. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Whether it's Becky, there's Melody, and there's Ashley left. I don't know. Look here. Here's the bootleg again, y'all. Here's the bootleg. There's the bootleg, and she's in for another one. Another touchdown. You can stick a fork in them, Coach Mike. They are done. It's over.
I can only imagine. Like I said, we've been on both sides of winning and losing. RVA right now, the only thing they really got to play for at this point was only – I mean, we still have 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's still 13 minutes and 51 seconds. Here's the problem that I have. Is RVA has not even fielded a kickoff clean.
Yeah.
They squibbed it. They found something there. They have not fielded this kick.
He attempted the extra point.
You know what I mean?
That kick is up.
Yes. But they haven't even fielded a kickoff cleanly. I mean, they let one roll all the way down to the 5 yard line or so a few minutes ago. I mean, at some point, somebody on this team over here, and I understand they're a brand new organization. They're basically loaded with rookie players. I understand that. But at some point, somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to step up and be a leader on that team and make a positive play. You know what I mean? And that's where we're at right now.
Well, no, I agree. Somebody's got to make a play. I mean, to say you're down 32 points with 13 minutes and 51 seconds left.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of points. Not a lot of time to do it. But at this point, you've got to stay positive. You've got to keep grinding. Turn something into positive. And maybe you get a few breaks here and there. But I just don't think it's worth throwing in the towel now. You still got 12 minutes. You still got some time. Anything can happen. That's why you still got to play the game.
Well, you've got dignity, man. You got pride. I mean, listen, getting beat is something that you can't always control. You know what I mean? But giving up is something you can't do. Well, Coach, we've now got one of the other young girls to come up here and join us and started every game at offensive guard. getting ready to be a sophomore in high school. He's going to turn 15 years old here in a few days, months, whatever. Ashley Holloway, tell us, what does it mean to win a championship?
It helps me prove that I can be more than a lot of people have said I can be when I grow up a lot.
Well, listen, you know why I'm sitting in this position right here? Because everybody said I couldn't do it. You know what? When people tell me I can't do something, that means I bear down harder and work harder. We was just talking to Jennifer up here. Jennifer's 43 years old. You started playing, you're 14. She didn't start playing until she's 33 years old. Just think of that. You're soon to be 15 years old. She was twice your age plus before she ever played her first year of football. You don't realize what an opportunity and what a blessing it is for you to play at such a young age. You understand that? Okay, we're talking, you don't have to be shy. There ain't no way down here looking at you. It's the part. Hey, you know what comes along with winning? Huh? You don't know what comes along with winning? A lot of outside people knowing that you win. A lot of celebrating. A lot of people knowing who you are. Tell us who Ashley Holloway is. Tell us. Huh? Tell us. Don't be afraid. Yes, you do. You're a sophomore in high school, and you're a you're a right guard, and you play on the Iron Woman Championship team for Tennessee Thunder. Is that not who you are?
Yeah.
Well, how many more of these you got in you?
I mean, how's it feel to know that next year when you're walking the halls of your high school, you're going to have a ring on your finger, and people are going to ask you, hey, what is that for? What are you going to tell them? Well, I don't know. You're going to tell them, hey, I'm a national champion. I got this because we won a championship. I mean, have you even started to think about what it's going to be like walking the halls next year?
Not only that, you might have two rings. You're playing in an all-star game tomorrow,
yeah.
And you're playing on the South team, and you got a chance to win another one. Just think of that. I mean, do you understand the value of this? Because where you go to school is Chucky Doak High School. None of the people there have these rings. I mean, you're going to be one of only three people if the other two girls. One of only three people in that whole school to have championship rings. You know how big that is? That is huge. You got your whole life in front of you. You got your whole football career in front of you. Take advantage of it, girl. I'm here to tell you. Because you never know. Everything can be at the grasp of your hands and gone tomorrow. You know, this team right here, we're watching this game. RVA's been the best team in the league all year. Now all of a sudden they turn the ball over five times, and almost another turnover in less than a quarter. So it can all be here today and gone tomorrow. Take advantage of it. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Even though you're awful quiet, you got to get out of that stuff. Me and Mike, we going to get it out of you.
That handoff goes absolutely nowhere.
Hey, they're bringing the heat now. So, right now what you see is it's 33-0. That's the end of the third quarter. We've got 12 minutes left.
Well, what you have are Starks in the water smelling blood. And Detroit is, they're doing everything right. And I can honestly tell you, RVA is just doing everything they can to shoot themselves in the foot. You know, it just may be one of those things where they realize it's over, but you got to play for pride. You got to have some type of some pride of that name that's across your chest as opposed to worrying about what's on the back.
Well, listen, we said this before, and I'll say it again. RVA has been the best team all year. They're a brand-new organization. They have great ownership. They got a great coaching staff. They got a lot to still play for. Listen, one of the best teams the Tennessee Thunder ever had was in the very first year we had a team. And you know what? We come up short, man. That's all there is to it. Sometimes that just happens. And you know what? It's not the greatest feeling in the world. But you know what? We got beat in 2016 with the Thunder. First year you come here, we got the crap beat out of us. And you know what? It was from that moment on that we said, hey, here's what's going to define us, make us or break us. And the very next year we went on to win a championship.
Well, listen, right now, like you said, RVA has been the best team. They've been, I would say, probably the classiest team.
Yes.
But right now what you're seeing is a team that is so frustrated that they
yes.
are, right now, they're clearly letting all of this get to them. And what I hope they don't do is allow this loss to define their season, because you got to a championship game.
Yes.
The outcome may not be
you're
what
the number
you
one
wanted.
Seed.
Right.
No.
The outcome may not be what you wanted, but do not let this game define you, meaning you need to be as classy as losing as you do winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they listen. They have, regardless of what happens in this game, anybody that's been watching the same game we have, they have beat themselves. I mean, they have turned the ball up. They showed from the get-go that they could take the ball and drive this ball. And they have gotten beat from the, you know what I mean? And, you know, so, I mean, they drove the ball down the field. I mean, you know, here it is. Now it's what, second? It's fourth and look, Coach. It's fourth and, what, 10, 20? Oh, my gosh, 35? Fourth and 35. Yeah. So anyway, now we have the owner of the Tennessee Thunder, Rebecca Pounders, just joined us. Tell us, Becky, as an owner, your first championship, but your second championship as a player. Describe to us what that means to you.
It is a great feeling to be able to know that we do have the championship. I wish we could have won it differently this year. But nonetheless, knowing that I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of the accomplishments that our team has made. I know that there is no doubt that had we played a game this morning on this field, that our team would have put everything they had on this field. And win or lose, we would have been able to hold our heads high.
Well, listen. I mean, winning championships is really hard. I mean, we know that. I mean, me and Mike, as coaches, come up short three different times. I mean, we did everything I could. I'm telling you. And we were underdogs in every one of those games. But you know what? We made games out of them. We willed these girls to everything under the sun. It, just because you win or lose a championship does not defy you as a winner or a loser. Yeah, I mean, today, I mean, you know, you look at the Super Bowl. The Chiefs might have won it. The Eagles were the best team all year. They had a great – they got her. Nope. They had a great season in the Eagles did. But you know what? They just come up a little bit short. Does that mean they're if they played again? Yep, you're exactly right. He done threw one flag on her. He's about to throw another. He's telling them to get her off the field right now. But if they played the game again the next, you know, next week, the Eagles might have just won that game. It's one game. You know, I always said, you take the World Series. How many games do they play, Mike? Seven. NBA Championship. How many games do they play? Seven. Hockey. How many games do they play? Best out of seven. But in football, we play one. So in one particular game, you have a bad game. I mean, it's like RBA's not really had a bad game all year. And here all of a sudden they have it. But it's getting back to the Thunder. Consistency is what I would say is where we were. I mean, we had injured players. We had players quitting. We had this different stuff here and there. But we've been consistent all year long, you know. So that's what I'm, you know, what I'm mostly proud of.
You got a situation with Phil. I'm not quite sure what is going on. I think there's been an injection, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm hearing people saying they got to leave the field.
Well, this has certainly got out of hand. I don't know what happened with the 45, the quarterback. I'm not sure what happened there. But
well, she threw an interception, which would make her, what, third interception tonight?
Yeah.
And she, I guess, didn't like the way that she got bumped, talked to the referee, and then they started going. She kind of nudged him. He didn't. I don't know that he threw her out there waiting on the official call.
Yeah, I don't know either. Let's see what's gonna happen.
He's gonna call this game, coach.
No, he ain't calling. Oh, we got refs and coaches now. Oh my gosh. Well, it's getting.
This is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now I don't have any words.
No, I don't know either.
You knew that the hate between these teams was something, and you knew that if it was going to get ugly. But I don't know at this point.
Well, they're still wanting it. I mean, I don't know. I see Chevenies out there. I don't know. I seen a coach trying to fight another coach. Man, there's a player leaving. I guess one's got ejected and a coach maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Becky, getting back to you there, this game is sort of got out of hand. We thought it might if it happened to this, but nevertheless, look here, we still got look down here in the end zone. Nevertheless, the Thunder as an organization has won their fourth championship, and here we here we are with what's next for the Thunder? That's my thing. What's next for the Thunder?
We're in the planning process right now, and we've had some discussions already. The season's not completely over. It's right here at the end of everything. We still have an All-Star game tomorrow. But we've had some meetings, and the wheels are turning, and
it's a running clock. It's a running clock at this point, Joe. I forgot about that.
We are definitely in the planning process and working towards the goal of building a bigger team, building a team with a lot more versatile players, a lot more elite players that we can.
Yeah. Well, you know what? For us, the season doesn't for everybody doesn't end until tomorrow in the USWFL. I mean, it actually ends right here today, but All-Star game tomorrow. But you know, it's like the WNFC. They ended last week, and I think that the best team in women's football, in my opinion, is the Texas Elite Spartans, and they're already recruiting for next year, the thing about it is, we talked about it earlier, we didn't start recruiting until about December, or November. Now, it's a 24/7, 365 kind of deal. It's turned into that, you know, and it really is. It's really unfortunate, but that's where we are. You know what I mean? You can't really have an off season. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and that starts immediately. That starts with players that we have now. That starts with new players, potential players.
Yeah, they just scored two. It does, and you know, I had both Faith and Ashley on here, and they're both young, and man, it ain't even begin to sink in. They don't even realize what we just did. They don't even realize what has happened. You know, they don't even understand that they've won a championship at their young age. I just told Ashley, you know, she's won one at 14 and how many ever days, and the Jennifer didn't even start playing until she's 33. So what does that, you know, what does that mean? You know, so.
Yeah, I tell them all the time. I'm three times your age. And being three times your age, and here's where I am in life with everything that I've done. And we are. Making all this progress forward with them and them being 14 and 15 years old.
Yeah. It's really fortunate for them. You know, they don't understand. We've got a lot of work, you know, no doubt about it. Everybody's got a lot of work to do. That every year it gets tougher and tougher. So, you know, all I can say is congratulations to you winning the championship as an owner. You know what I mean? Your first one as an owner, and they get tougher. I'll just tell you, they don't get easier. That's for sure. So, anyway, Becky, I appreciate it. We're going to get off of here and close this down, close the podcast. I appreciate you joining us. This game's all but over, 3 minutes to go. And we will talk to you later. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
So we're going to have a ceremony here to crown the winners and see what happens. So thank everybody for listening. Coach Mike, thank you for being on here, and we will see what happens. Look here, we got fights going on in the parking lot. So here we go. This is bad and bad and done. So thank everybody for listening. We will talk to you later. Thank you, dude. Listen to us here. Crazy man. Listen, and consider number 30, Louis. Louis from Oklahoma. You on this?